can call us at 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. Be happy to take your calls. We're going to get back to this article we've been reading criticizing what was it? Cal Thomas, when we get back from this break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
And we're going back and reading this criticism of Cal Thomas, which I thought was actually a pretty good article. And this Divine Right guy, I think, is going to be off the wall, as most Divine Right guys are, as far as I'm concerned. I consider anybody over in that school to be off the wall, even though they're mainstream Christians. He said, once again, "Without qualification, Thomas agreed with Danforth's statement criticizing conservative Christians, and then Adam, Christians are limited in what government can do for them for an earthly agenda." And I'm going to pause there and say, caller Paul's comments are absolutely stellar and right on for criticizing Danforth. I mean, if this guy was complicit with the Waco murders, he can't be trusted or considered to be credible as anything. However, I don't think that in the Cal Thomas article we read earlier in the show that Cal Thomas was leaning on this guy so hard as to resting on this guy's ideas so much that he was complicit with Danforth. Thomas was just pointing out that this particular thing that he mentioned was right. You know, like one of our production staff says, even a blind hog finds an acorn once in a while. We could probably see the same thing about someone like Danforth. At any rate, Christians are limited in what government can do for them and for the earthly agenda. This is absolutely correct. Now, there's a revelation, says the author of this article. Cal Thomas writes as if if conservative Christian leaders, who are pejoratively called self-appointed, just as liberals do, just don't understand it. As a conservative Christian, I say yes to Danforth and Thomas. We can know for certain where God stands on issues of life, marriage, homosexuality, etc., and that we should stand up for biblical righteousness when and where we can, especially when it comes to public policy and the law. And here's where the rub comes. I'm going to jump in here again. We know as Christians that God ordained marriage, that he can't stand homosexuality, and that he can't stand abortion. Those are very clear. We know that that's the case. It doesn't mean that we should have marriage amendments or force homosexuals to have laws against homosexuals, either kill them or in any way impinge on freedom. Now, why do we make abortion different? Well, the reason is the state or the government is there to protect us from predators. And consensual activities of people, I'm afraid, folks, is simply not in the realm of government to be involved with. Why? Because government is not godly. If we believe that government somehow would be an arm of the church and have righteous character in and of itself, maybe there'd be a chance for doing such a thing. But when the government is in the state, I should say, becomes the arm of Satan and an arm to persecute people, why would you want to give it power over moral issues? This is where the big rub comes between people that are divine writers and those of us who do not hold to a divine right of King's perspective. Now, as I've already written, I don't think state should have anything to do with marriage at all. Why is the state involved with marriage? Why does this guy want the state to be involved with marriage? It shouldn't be. Homosexuality should not even be condoned, blessed, or anywhere mentioned by states. And so these issues become to a far, far greater head than this guy's willing to understand or at least give talking point to. Anyway, let me continue on here without interruption for a little while longer, if it's possible. And that we should stand up for biblical righteousness when and where we can, especially when it comes to public policy and the law. By doing so does not mean we believe government can save us in any kind of spiritual way. How ridiculous that Thomas beats this drum over and over again as if it's a serious problem among conservative Christians. I have worked in this movement for nearly 20 years and have not met one conservative Christian leader who believes the government has the answers for the problems of the soul. This is a ludicrous idea. Further, Thomas writes, wouldn't these conservative Christians have greater moral power if they put their own houses in order before trying to cure the disorder of the other houses? Isn't that the principle behind Jesus' story about noticing a speck in the other fellow's eye while ignoring the beam in one's own eye? Well, no, it isn't, Cal. This principle is meant to promote humility and the recognition of weakness in the believer while also engendering sympathy towards those who stumble in sin. It doesn't mean that you are to wait until there is a sin-free church before the church has a right to speak out on moral issues. You see what Thomas does here? Just like liberals, he misapplies scripture. The striking irony here is that Cal Thomas lives in the Washington, D.C. area, makes his living writing a lot about politics and government, how it can work better and do more good. Go figure. My bottom line is this. It would be great if American Christians were a perfect, consistent witness. However, conservative Christians should keep standing for biblical truth on a personal level, a church level, and a governmental level. That we may fail from time to time at any of these levels does not negate the truth of God's Word or make any less legitimate or vital that we stand up and proclaim that truth, even when it involves politics and government, distributed by the ChristianWorldviewNetwork.com. Well, I don't agree at all, hardly at all, with anything that's been said here, and we're going to have a few closing comments when we get back from our break. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. If you'd like to get in, on again, our phone number here, 864-244-8177, 864-244-8177, or 864-201-6955, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Well, we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Before I get into the commentary about the this article that we just read criticizing Cal Thomas, I also wanted to mention Chuck Baldwin's and just interject a little bit of his commentary. We always enjoy reading Chuck Baldwin on the Christian Worldview show. He asks, why are conservatives now practically panicked in their efforts to lobby the White House to do the right thing? Why do conservatives feel they need to lobby this true conservative president to appoint a conservative? Is there something wrong with this picture? If Bush were a true conservative, could he not be trusted to do the right thing on such a monumentally important decision? Well, he could be if he indeed were, but of course Baldwin's point is that he's not really a true conservative, and that is indeed the problem with Bush.